Today we celebrate the 80th anniversary of the Feast of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. I was rather amazed to find out that it was only put in 1945. But it makes some sense. Our Lady of Fatima asked for devotion to her Immaculate Heart. Pope Pius XII responded to that and put this feast into place, and praise God. We think of what this feast is about. Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, certainly we can look at the sinlessness and so on, which is exactly what it means. Immaculate means without stain. So she does not have the stain of original sin. She has no stain of any sin ever in her life. And yet, there is another aspect to this that we have to be able to recognize. It's something that perhaps is a little bit hidden, but if you listen carefully at the gospel, at the end of the gospel, it does not say the Shepolis in ente sua domo. It just says the Shepolis in te sua. He took her into his. Obviously, the implication is he took her into his home. But that's not what it says. His what? That's the question we have to look at. He took her into his heart. Just as we can say with our Blessed Lady, she had to conceive in her heart before she could conceive in her womb, we can say the same thing about the beloved disciple. Had to take Our Lady into his heart before he would take her into his home, which is important because it's exactly what Our Lady had to do, because she had to conceive you and me in her heart. And it is there that we grew, and it is from there that we received our new birth. So we have been received into the Immaculate Heart. Why is that important? Because the Immaculate Heart is the refuge of sinners. By nature, we might think exactly the opposite. Her heart is pure, her heart is immaculate. There's no room for somebody like me in a place that is pure and beautiful, in a place that is pure love, and I am certainly anything but. How could Our Lady ever allow somebody like me into her Immaculate Heart? Her heart is not immaculate in order to set her apart from the rest of us. Her heart is immaculate precisely to bring us to her Son. That's what her whole existence is about. She was created immaculate so she could be the worthy mother of the Son of God. But that motherhood, which began in her heart, continues in her heart. We see that, for instance, in St. Luke's Gospel, when twice he tells us that Our Lady took all of these things into her heart and she pondered them. Her heart, as a woman's heart, always remained receptive. It always remained open, it always remained loving. And because she is a mother, her heart remains that way. And it cannot be any other way. But she is a mother not just to our Blessed Lord, but to every single person who is a member of the mystical person of her Son. That's you and me. And just as we've looked at with Jesus and how it would seem so ludicrous for him to say things like to his Father, "Father, they are your gift to me." Like, really? But this is exactly what happens with our Blessed Lady. She conceived us in her heart. She carries us in her heart. And so her heart remains open to us. Not because we are deserving of being there, but because she loves us so much that she wants us there, because she protects us there, because she forms us there, because it is there that we learn what it means to be a member of Jesus Christ. St. Louis de Montfort points out that because our Blessed Lady only had one son, she only knows how to form one child. A mother of a big family has to form all kinds of kids, and you form them in different ways based on their personality. Our Lady only knows how to form one person. And therefore, with each one of us, she will form us into the perfect image and likeness of her Son, because that's the only person that she has formed. And what a blessing for us. So no matter what our circumstances, no matter how far we have gone from what we should be about, her heart remains open and steadfast. Her heart remains loving. Now the question then comes back to that other point. When it looks at the beloved disciple and took her into his, it's simply what it says. Are you willing to take Our Lady into your heart? Are you willing to open your heart and allow her in? That's what needs to happen. Because even if we are in her heart, we can still try to keep her at an arm's distance. We can try to ignore her. But if she is in our heart, we can't do that. And then there's this wonderful exchange that takes place. As we have looked at many times, if you want to get into the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the easiest way is to get into the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And if you want to get into the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Mother, the easiest way is to go to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, because her heart is inside of his and his heart is inside of hers. Physically, obviously, that's not possible. We're not talking about anything physical. We're talking about something spiritual. And so if Our Lady wants you to be in her heart, she can also be in yours. Your heart can be in hers, and her heart can be in yours. And her heart is already in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So if you are in her Immaculate Heart and she is in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, then you are there too. Now think about what happens. That means that because the Sacred Heart is in Our Lady's heart, it is also in yours, if you are willing to open your heart to receive her. So when you receive Holy Communion and our Lord enters into you, if you put it that way, into your heart, into your soul, but Our Lady is already there. Now, inside of your heart, you have Jesus and Mary loving one another. You have the three persons of the Most Holy Trinity loving one another. Inside of you, not out there somewhere, in here. And you are not an outsider. You are not a bystander who is asked to look upon this wondrous thing that is happening and marvel at it. You are invited in. You are called to be part of it. It's not just the two hearts of our Blessed Lord and our Blessed Lady who can love one another, but it is the two of them and your heart. It is not just the three persons of the Most Holy Trinity loving themselves, loving one another within you. They want you to love them in you. When you think about the disaster that has taken place in what they call active participation in the Mass, and the mis interpretation of it, meaning that instead of saying participatio actuosa, which is what it says, they have translated it as participatio activita, being active, running around, doing all of these things. That is not what the church asks us to do. Nowhere does the church ask us to be running around doing all these things, but you know what? The devil has succeeded because now nobody prays, because we're all running around doing things. We're ministers of whatever. I'm a minister of hospitality, or I'm a minister of the word, or whatever goofball thing they want to come up with next. That is not what the church has asked for. The church asks for participatio actuosa, which is the interior activity of the heart, to be united with what's going on the altar, and to be united with what is happening in your heart. It is to unite your heart with the heart of Jesus. It is to unite your heart with the heart of Mary. To be actively doing it. You're not a passive observer in what is going on. And that's a twofold thing. People get into this, oh, well, the priest is up there doing his thing, you know. Oh, no, 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 no. You are not a passive observer at Mass. You are to be participating in what's going on. Unite yourself with the sacrifice. Unite your sufferings with the sacrifice. Put it all there. Put your heart into it. But when you receive Jesus in Holy Communion, where better can there be active participation to make an active choice to be able to say, I am going to unite myself with what is happening, the three persons and the two hearts loving one another within me. And they want you to be part of it. Talk about He took her into His own. That's you. Remember in St. John's Gospel, we have two people whose names are never mentioned. Our Blessed Lady, because as woman, that points back to the prophecy of Genesis, that there would be enmity between the woman and the serpent. And then St. John never mentions his own name. It is simply the beloved disciple. Because that is you. So whenever you read about the beloved disciple, put your own name in there. Because that's why he did it. So Jesus looked at the disciple whom he loved and said, "Behold your mother." And he took her into himself. Yes, he took her into his house. But, again, think about what we say right before Holy Communion. Domine non sum dignus, ut in tre subtectum meum, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. You're not taking him into your house, you're taking him into your heart. Your house, the dwelling place of God, that's where you are taking him, receiving him. So the disciple is even going to take her into his house. That is first and foremost your soul, your heart. That's where he wants to be received. That's where he wants to be loved. That's where he is already loving you and inviting you into that love. So that's the beauty of what is happening here. What Our Lady has already done for 2,000 years. She's not saying, hey, my son and I have this great thing going on over here. No, no, she's saying, my son and I have this great thing going on in here, and I want you to be there. I want you to be part of it. I don't want you to be an outsider. You're one of us. I conceived you in my heart. I carried you in my heart. You were born from my heart when my heart was opened by the sword of sorrow, and now you remain in my heart. Let me into yours so that the love that I have for my son will be in you, so that the love that I have of the three persons of the Trinity as the daughter of the Father, as the mother of the Son, as the spouse of the Holy Spirit, those will be happening in you. All of this, and you become part of it. So ponder that. Just like Our Lady, she took all these things into her heart and pondered them. But don't just ponder them in your head. Ponder them in your heart. Open your heart. Receive her. Receive him. And receive the love that God wants to give to you.